Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going where the weather suits my clothes.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, Clint Sterner is out today. He'll be back tomorrow to do a little golfing for a good cause, but we'll...
Thank you, Low T.
There you go. We'll have him back in tomorrow. But be Scott's here. Brandon Scott, we're in good hands. You can catch him all over Sports Radio 610, including tomorrow at 11 o'clock on In the Loop, concluding Wednesday, 4:40. Rockets Report, all his work, sportsradio610.com. So we're in good hands. Tyler's in the building as well. This is Dirty's Daily, and we're going to try to hold it down for Clint. News that broke around 10 o'clock last night. The Cincinnati Bengals finally locked up their two offensive mainstays. Ja'Marr Chase becomes the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. 4 years, $161. And then T. Higgins gets 4 years, $115. And now he is off of the franchise tag. So they lock up their two guys. And this was a team that just missed the playoffs last year. Offense certainly wasn't the problem. They couldn't stop a soul.
Right.
And they lost several games where they scored at least 30 points.
Yeah, they were special offensively. Special.
Yes.
Joe Burrow's season and obviously Chase's season.
And there's a chance that if the Bengals had just won two or three more games, that Joe may be the MVP this year. But did not happen. And the way I'll start this, and I know you you cover the Texans as much and as well as anybody, is this something in which you think the Bengals have passed up the Texans? Right now, and we look at the teams, and we've kind of talked about this offensive line for the Texans, we'll see. But right now, today, do you think the Bengals have passed the Texans?
Nah, man. Based off of the way the last 2 years have gone and what the Texans' trajectory is, I don't think so. I mean, they basically just, for the most part, brought back guys that they already had. And I understand they had health issues and that sort of thing. But and of course they haven't invested on the defensive side of the ball. I guess that's where it comes down to for me, man. When it comes down to the Texans, like, they're such a much more well-rounded team. And you and I had this debate before, like, with the Bengals and the quality organization they are. Because, man, the one thing that they got right was being bad enough in the year that Joe Burrow was going to be the number one overall pick, and they got the number one overall pick. Now, obviously, they drafted Higgins the same year. And they brought in Ja'Marr Chase the next year, so they hit on some other picks as well. And they did have that magical year. They invested in some guys.
They had about a 3-year run, and they added some free agents.
But by and large, man, that is just not a good organization or a well-run franchise. And so it's hard to have confidence in them. I got confidence in those players, but I got much more confidence in what the Texans have done overall. For as much as I was complaining earlier about what's going on with that offensive line, and it is a problem, I mean, from top to bottom, they've done a much better job of building a well-rounded roster on top of the fact that they hit on the quarterback. I do feel like they hit on the quarterback despite his downslide, if you will, last year. So, I got much more confidence in the Texans.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think the Texans...
They also don't play in the division with the Ravens. That helps.
Yeah. Or the Steelers.
Or the Steelers.
Who we just know won't suck.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
that's right.
Depending on what they do, they won't suck. Both of those teams finish ahead of them.
I feel like that matters. That part does matter.
Yeah. No, I don't think they passed up the Texans. I don't love the Texans' offensive line situation at this moment. Now, the defense looks like it could be a top five, top three defense in the National Football League if everybody stays healthy. But the Bengals offense looks like it could be a top five offense if they keep everybody healthy. My thing is, I just think the way they go about things, and I think there's a point to what you're saying here. It's clear, right? They're not going to operate financially like other teams are going to operate financially, right? They're paying Joe Burrow and they're paying these two guys, right? And that's it, right? And now they're going to, and they're nickel and dime in their way to this, and they probably paid at least these two receivers much more than they had to if they'd have just gone ahead and done it earlier.
Yeah.
Right. And so I don't get the sense that, all right, now that we paid these two guys along with Joe, that they're saying to themselves, all right, now it's our time and we better start doing it. No, I think they're going to try to pinch pennies everywhere else. Right. And they're going to say, hey, man, build this defense through the draft. And
well, now they're going to have to.
And small free agent.
Because of what you just said, because they waited longer than they needed to. And the deals that they had to sign are more expensive. And they're going to have to make business decisions anyway if they were going to keep those guys. But, I mean, they did it the wrong way on top of the fact that they haven't shown themselves to be competent.
But they're also not going to do things like I think the Texans are going to be willing to do. Or the Eagles. Or the Chiefs. Or the Ravens, they're not going to, like, all of a sudden turn in and give, you know, one of them $50 million in signing bonus so it breaks down cheaper. Because you got to have that immediately to give. So I don't think they're going to do that. And for me, if that's how they were going to do it, as you said, to get to it, I would have never paid T. Higgins. I would have let him ride. I'd have let him ride, and I would have tried to use that money to build up my roster better and then draft. Because if you have Jamar Chase and Burrow, you should be able to get a young receiver to be able to be the two that you need that could be good enough, you know, to at least offset and help your defense on the other side. So they know they're going to be cheaper than other teams. They should be probably operating the way the Astros are. You know what I mean? Financially and finding the kind of sneaky ways to kind of build the thing. Instead, they're just paying all this money to all three of those guys, knowing that they're going to be cheap and not try to give other people money to improve their team.
Yeah, man. And I like the franchise. I didn't like it for T. Higgins necessarily, even though I wasn't crying for him because he's going to make a lot of money. But I understood, or at least was following the train logic of franchise tagging him for a second year, because I thought, at least at the time, that it meant there's no way they're going to be able to pay him, or they're going to try to pay him past this. So this is just like, let's take one more swing at it. We got Higgins and Chase together for now, limited time only. Let's give it one more shot. I didn't think for the life of me that meant that they were just using that as a placeholder so they could actually do a long-term deal, because that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. The money that you're paying him makes more sense. Make a choice. The obvious choice is Jamar Chase, but whichever guy you let go, that money should be going toward building the entire team, especially after you've seen in previous years what it looks like when you have these holes in your roster, thinking that, hey, Joe Burrow and Chase as a combination can just cure all of our ills and we're going to be all right. Like, that wasn't it. You've seen that now. You need to use that money to build the roster throughout, that they wouldn't do that only kind of surprises me, but also doesn't, because they the Bengals.
Yeah.
And that's what they do.
No, we'll see. We'll see how they put together this defense, but that is wild. That
they got a nickel and diamond.
I'm not tripping about the amount of money they've put in three guys. I bet you there are guys, there are teams around the league that are paying three guys like that.
But they were never gonna do what you're talking about.
Yes.
Pay the three guys and, you know, spend the necessary money to figure it out elsewhere or figure out a way to reallocate the money that they pay those guys down the years as it comes up. Like, they're just not. They have not shown themselves to be equipped in that way.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Yeah, so the Bengals, they get their guys signed, but we'll see what that means. All right, Tyler, I know you saw this. You see Bill Belichick?
I did not see this.
What?
Tyler.
Oh, no. This is up your alley, dog.
Tyler, I'm
all revved up. Let's get it.
I'm disappointed. Tyler, go look up Bill Belichick and his young 23-year-old girlfriend.
Okay.
Bill Belichick, he's allowed this young lady. She's changed his whole life. If you missed it, Tyler is seeing it right now for the first time. He's on the beach, and him and his, and how his, she's 24. She was 23. She has aged along with Bill. Bill's 73. And they're doing like yoga on the beach, and Bill has his legs, his 73-year-old legs, up in the air while she is on top of his legs, and he's holding her up in a yoga pose with her up in the air. And
I ain't mad at him, man.
Bill, you dog.
Go ahead, brother.
You dog, getting a fill on them ass cheeks with your feet.
Hey, but that's core strength. That mean Bill, sternum still work.
You filling them cheeks with his feetsies.
That's a sternum. That's what you think.
Well, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It works.
Hey, Bill, shout out to Bill. Bill, you think I don't know. Bill thinks I don't know the men's clinic when I've seen it. That right there, that is, Bill is on the men's clinic right there. 2 minutes, what did Bill? Worked on it, worked like a charm, didn't it? Boner alert. Listen, this young lady, and I'm sorry, Bill, you can do all you can. There's no way Bill Belichick is satisfying her.
Man, get out of here, man. That picture was just as much for her friends that's saying that exact same thing. She's like, hey, y'all talking noise about this old man that I'm with, but look at his core strength, though. Look at this yoga pose he can pull off. I bet you your 28-year-old, unless he in the gym like that, can't do that.
Yep.
I'll tell you right, 35-year-old me, half Bill Belichick's age, I can't do that with my girl.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're
saying. I cannot.
Yep, but I bet you got a better shot at making her feel. At making her feel what she needs to feel than Bill does. I'm just telling you.
I figured a few things
out. Tyler, you've seen her. Go look at her. Bill is not holding that down.
I'm a-looking and I'm a-liking.
I'm sorry. Bill is not holding that down. And I know the first thing Bill is saying in that team meeting in North Carolina. Now, look, fellas. I want to do all I can to make you a better player and get you into the NFL. I know what it takes. I got 6 Super Bowl rings as a head coach. I got 2 others as an assistant. I can get you there. We're running this like an NFL thing. But don't even think about it with her over there. And I think he'll bring her to the front of the room. Her. Don't even think of it. Because I'm telling you, there are some jokers right now in Chapel Hill on that team with the thought of trying to win with Bill's lady. I know there is. Because, listen, there's a transfer portal. They're not stuck. They can get out of here and do what they need to do and leave. And I know it's got to be on the mind of Bill.
Hey.
I know it's got to be on the mind
of
Bill.
Don't leave your girl around me.
Y'all better think twice.
True player for real. I'm just saying, I bet you Bill is letting that go. Because there has got to be a kid over there on that team in North Carolina and say, I get that.
Oh, you know there is.
Already. I'm going to tip. I'm telling you, I think Bill's probably going to go in there and talk to Hubert Davis's kids on the basketball team. and say, guys, don't think about it. Whoever that is on the baseball team, don't think about it.
How do you know Bill's not into that?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Saying, I mean, you're applying your own sensibilities to be how you would want your girl to be treated. You don't want no other dude pressing up on your girl. That don't mean Bill feel that way. He might be a little bit more open-minded than that. Less traditional, if you will.
Next line coming in, show you're just jealous that you can't pull what Bill's pulling. Bill is knocking it down. He is not. No, he's not.
He might be.
No, he's not. Bill's not knocking it down. Okay. You and I both.
I ain't think he had that yoga pose in him either.
He's a champion, man.
That's your response?
He's a champion. Bill's knocking it down. Just a champion alive.
He's got the clutch gene.
He's a champion.
He's got the clutch gene.
This guy is, he's just a winner in all aspects of life.
Yeah, he's a winner.
I admire it.
He can pull it off. He can get there. He can get the prize.
But he does pull it off.
I'm just saying. No, he is not knocking it down. No, I'm sorry.
Dirty dog, Bill.
Yeah, he's not.
Nice.
She probably has somebody on the side that he doesn't
yes,
know about.
Yes, and I'm just... he may know.
She better keep it discreet.
Or he may know.
And I'm just telling you, he's saying, I know you might have someone on the side, but do not let it be my outside linebacker.
I could see a don't ask, don't tell type of policy there.
That's fair.
She has a look of a tight end. She looks like she could be into a tight end. When I look at her,
probably
the
got
position,
an arrangement with her private
the position group. I look at is tight end.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months. Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D. SED.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.